Okay, so we said that by Meuberes on it, she doesn't become the selected Talmud according to Dina Shulchan Aruch until she's pregnant for 3 months. The question becomes is, has the Matthias changed? The answer to that is, the Matthias definitely changed. Right? Question is, did the Halacha change?
Right.
That be machloek is a place. The father told me last night that the Chazanish is also maker. That the Matthias changed and she's considered a selected Talmud.
At what point?
Right away. Right when you know she's pregnant.
But for real, from the Halacha. Because Ramesh said,
seemed like if Harness told me he would hold that if she takes a pregnancy test, and it comes out pregnant, and she doesn't have to keep the vest.
But on the other way, after also, does that mean you have to be machmer after?
What?
Does that mean you have to be machmer after?
I think he's telling them that it's a double portion that you have. Basically, you have it's a mile and a chesaron, right? If you say the Matthias changed and the halacha changed, so then when she's pregnant, you gain.
Right.
And when she's nursing, you lose.
Right?
Well, she's nursing.
Unless you do your stock and you make it both times.
Oh, after you're done,
whenever she gets whenever she starts getting her.
Not 2 years after?
It's 2 years, but if she starts getting her period a month later or 2 months later, so then.
So it's not really when she's nursing, it's when she starts.
Well, in the halacha, it's for 2 years.
Right, but. Okay.
Right, the halacha is 2 years. Right? But if she starts getting, that's what we're going to do, that's what we left off last week. But how exactly does it work by my neck? Right? A woman that's nursing, but for Nekar, then she has to keep no vestas for 2 years.
Even if she's done?
Oh, so now, 1 second. If she has a vest kavua, she doesn't have to keep it. Now, in any of these cases, even if it's man with Shulchan Aruch, most shittas hold that if she got her period during when she was in Masalekas Dom, then she has to keep that period. She has to keep the vestas for that period.
Only for that period, but meaning after the period.
She can't make a vest kavua, but she has to be chayshish for the vestas, like a vest she ain't a kavua.
Fine, but if it goes.
Even though the shittas that hold that she doesn't have to keep that either, there are shittas that hold it. Remember, we don't pass them like that. Mm-hmm. Huh? So the question is, when a woman starts seeing dam within 2 years of nursing, which is most women, right? Well, exactly how do the vestas work? Again, if you say that the Matthias changed, then she doesn't have to be chashu vest kavua for sure now. Vest she ain't a kavua, she has to be chashu for. Right? And then we'll see what about her nebenis. Maybe she doesn't have to be chashu for nebenis.
Quick backtrack, I know that's wrong, but her nebenis when she's pregnant.
You don't listen on the web?
I know Ben is when she's pregnant.
We left off with the 2 weeks ago. I don't know what happened to that. Does she have to keep on her business when she's pregnant? The first 3 months.
That's not
like it. So, 1 second.
What are we discussing?
Once she. No, that's in Menekes. Menekes is the once she's in the what's the case?
She doesn't know she's
pregnant. From the last time she had her period.
Yeah, so she keeps the first line of maintenance, but she probably doesn't know she's pregnant.
Right. Okay.
And then what? There's nothing with that.
So what say she knows she's pregnant?
Then that's probably in the machlokes.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But is that considered a best kavua? So you have to keep it anyway, even if she doesn't see them?
There's nothing to keep. What are you keeping it from?
You already went a month. 30 days.
Okay, what riyah do you keep it from?
Right, okay.
The Taz hold, Grada, it's interesting. The Taz hold, there's a big difference which we'll get to. There's a difference between a vest kavua chayesh and a vest kavua aflog. Let's say a woman has a vest kavua to al chayesh. Now she comes 1 al of chayesh and she misses it. She just doesn't get a period. In all probability, she's pregnant. But let's say she had no test, she was on an island somewhere, no test, she didn't know for sure. Comes the next month to al, so she has to separate?
Taz holds yes.
Everybody holds yes. That was a good try. Right? By the Vesta Chodesh, everybody
knows.
No,
you got it right,
man. Yeah, you got it right. You got it right. You need three months to uproot it.
But why? She didn't get it the first month.
Doesn't make a difference. She has Aleph of Chodesh for 3 months in a row. Then she's Kavua.
Kavua, you have to wait 3 months to knock it.
Right, so she missed Aleph in 1 month, comes Aleph the next month, she has to
keep it. Kavua, but normally it was 1 month in advance.
Right, we're talking about kavua now. Now, what happens if she has a bet kavua haflaga? Right, so let's say she's getting a period every 30 days. And she's on this island, and then one 30th day. One day 30, she doesn't get her pregnant. She doesn't get her period. So now what happens? Now what?
Yeah.
And day 60, does she have to separate?
Yeah.
What's she separating from?
From she should have gotten her last month.
She's not. This is the 60th day. She didn't get any period.
No,
to separate
you
from.
You can hold it, you didn't see it.
Right?
It really was very little, and you didn't see it. And then really
she didn't see it. She didn't see it. She in either no, so. Right? So the positive shot on most places in hold, there's no hafloga there.
Right.
You already waited your 30th hafloga. There's nothing else. Right? The Taz hold,
yeah.
Like the same as the Chayish. You'd have to separate 30, 60,
how long?
And 90. Till 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
He's I forgot who was the one that he. Mashallah. I forgot who he was going with.
He
wasn't making
Mashallah.
No,
I totally
know.
I
only saw Taz. Right? So then, how do you uproot a vest of
Lago? 3 months.
Well,
we just said that.
It's a trick question. There's a simple way that you uproot a vest of Lago.
That's
the vest of Lago. When you change the day. That's only yeah, that case that we were talking about till now is if she never got a 30th.
Right.
But she has a vest kavua haflaga the 30, and then she switches to 26, and then 27, and 23, or whatever it is. Then the 30 is going to be uprooted. We're just talking about a case where she didn't see. We'll get to all that. Right.
So would we hold that then when a woman's pregnant? Would she then have to do that for unavailability? Would that be the same?
What do you mean?
So the Taz hold that when a woman's pregnant, she has to keep the unavailability for the first.
No, unavailability you wouldn't have to keep.
Why not? The vest kavua.
Because the vest kavua you don't have to keep unavailability.
Because the vest kavua you don't have to. What?
When one has a vest kavua, she doesn't have to keep unavailability.
No, but unavailability is considered a kavua, isn't it?
Only if you don't have a kavua.
Okay, so if a woman doesn't have a kavua.
Right.
When she gets pregnant, does she have to keep unavailability?
We just went through this.
Taz. No, but why not according to the Taz? Why don't you have to keep it?
Because there's nothing to keep from.
But the Taz holds you have to keep it.
You have to keep the haflaga. If she had a kavua.
Hey, he wouldn't say that by the...
Rather, the Taz has a chumra on vainness too, but that's not how to get to this. Or maybe you could tie it in.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Can you tie that in?
You're in the play of Taz Haflaga, huh?
I would think not, but sisters, I'm not going to close the door on that. That's all we wanted to hear. Then we go back. No, really, could be, but I don't think so. But still, yeah.
Okay. And what about, do we keep, if a woman becomes needle when she gives birth?
Which she does.
Huh?
Not if.
A woman does.
Oh, okay.
Do we? Is there constant? I mean, it's not. Of course, it's not against most people anyway. But if somehow she cleaned up and everything, would we hold vestas from the day of the birth?
No.
How come?
It's not a vest. It's not a period.
Okay.
Yeah. Same thing from miscarriage. You don't keep vestas.
Okay.
All right. So now, how does Menekes work? Between 24 months after having a baby, she cannot be kaveya vet. Even if she doesn't nurse, even if she's not nursing. Right? She's considered as if the blood is gone.
One second.
But if she gets a period. When she's nursing, Sricha Lachish with Chaydish Al Akhra, the Vetta Chaydish. And she would have to be Chaydish for the next month, for Vetta Chaydish.
Yeah, but you're saying a woman that nurses doesn't do it for 2 years?
Right. Then, but if she did for some reason, then you have to be Chaydish for that. As a Vashay and a Kabul. Right? So if a woman gave birth a year ago, and she gets a period, she has to be Chaydish. For the next, whatever day of the month she got a period, she has to be chayish for the next month.
If
back to normal.
Not doctor back to normal. Now, why does you have to keep doctor longer? I'll tell you, we'll get to it. That's even, this halacha is even with Mana Gemara.
So let's say she had back to normal.
Within the first 24 months.
You have to be chayshish for that.
Then what's the first thing?
Let's say she had back to normal.
She can't be chayzeya. Let's say she would go 3 months and not the same day in a month. She does not. She's not there.
Let's say she already had a kavias of alis.
So what breaks that?
That's what we're gonna get.
And now she hits alis.
We'll get to that. Now what happened to the aslaga here? Trick question.
There's no. You need two vessels. You need two periods.
You need two periods. That aslaga. She only had one.
Well, she had two.
Then she's gonna have to keep aslaga and chayish. Like then she's getting back to normal.
She's getting back to normal.
Right.
So it's not two years. Normally it is.
It is for kavias vest.
Yeah.
For kavias vest. She won't be able to give you a kaveh.
The only thing
we're gonna see.
According to the Talmudish, would he change the 2 years also, or Ramesha, if you possibly?
The Chara.
That 2 years would totally be gone away, or would he give it?
I don't know. I only heard it.
I'm saying, assuming that that's...
Well, that's what we're gonna get to now. You got it. The two go in tandem, right?
But that means
that the Matthias changed when she got pregnant. Then the Matthias changed when she's nursing. And if it didn't change when she's pregnant, then it didn't change when she's nursing. L'chayr.
But if it changed, that would unless you want to
be
mocking
both ways, which if you stay tuned, that's
ways.
What we're going to... Make up both ways, I don't see how you could do.
I'm
a new husband.
Did I ever say that?
How did I get attributed to
that? Yeah, you said it. I think you did. Ach, levest ha-sloga, ain't that's the fog, she doesn't have to be Kharshish. Kiva Shirat, the Rak Riyach, since she only saw one Riyah. The Gam Ain't a Tzrik Allah, she's like a Bainis, and she does not need a Kharshish for Ain't a Bainis.
Going on the assumption she only has one.
How come no Ain't a Bainis?
Because she's Misalakas Tom.
But not if.
What is, let's get something straight. What's
she starts having a period, yeah?
That's only one period, could be a fluke. What's Shana Nani? Why do we have to keep Ain't a Bainis?
Most women have seed down 30 days apart.
Yeah, but that's why we get picked a day 30. But why do we have to pick a day? What's so necessary about an advantage? You keep the chaydish, you keep the aflog, and that's it. What do you got to keep the advantage?
The women are going to see on this day. So why she ain't different?
Yes, then do
I mean, yes and no.
Most of the time, chaydish falls out.
Why do you have to pick a day? Why is it necessary to keep abandoning it? That every woman has to keep. Because there's a clause called Chila Ilam Laisira. Will a woman never get a period? Alright, let's say she passes the Chodesh, passes the Aflaga. So that's it. She's potter now. She's never going to get a period. This woman's going to get a period at some time. So therefore, we have to pick a day that the Chacham assumed that the best chance of the woman getting a period. And if she misses that day, then Taka, we consider her free and clear. That's Pshat and Arvenis. So if a woman is a Masalakas Domin, right? So it could be, yeah. You say, yeah, she's loyal and not sitting until 2 months after the baby's born.
Two years
after the baby's born. Right? You have the longest, if you have this longest, then everything can be more clear. There are times when a woman is considered a Masalakas Domin. Therefore, we don't have to say the klal of chila olam l'sira. Right, but that's here.
Also.
Right?
That was
beautiful. Right, exactly. Right? Now, the yeshayim. Then that all halach is all applicable to this mana gemara. Once she proves that she hit menopause. Yeah.
Which will be 2 months.
It has to be 3 months, whatever. Whatever, we'll get to it. We'll get to that. Yeah? So Yeshayimim, Shibizmanenu, Raiv Hanashim Regilas Ledestav Kishayimim Menikas Potaya. Right? Now is where we start with the controversial stuff. That Bizmanenu, it changed, and most women see blood even when they're nursing. Vachem Gambi Memi Rikusa, Tevat. I'm sorry. When they're not nursing the pile. I'm sorry, yeah. And I want to change that. That really even when women are nursing the pile, they get the period.
Right?
What's he saying? Gambi Yemei Nikusa Kavaza. Therefore, even in the Yemei Menikusa Kavaza, that's a Chumra of the Zman Hazeh.
So then you're being mocked by what?
And according to that, Uke Shatira Pam Rishona Achara Leda Shuv Chayshashas Loina Benedis. Since you're saying the Mitzvah has changed, then women who are not nursing for sure get the period. And the Zman Hazeh, even women who are nursing get the period. So of course, after the first time she gets the period, since the Mitzvah has changed, we don't consider that her Mitzvah is done anymore, and therefore she has to be Chayshash for Loina Benedis.
That's the
Yishomer.
Who's saying
that?
What?
He's
the
Yishomer.
Yeah, but no,
if
it's not a debt, that's what happens.
Exactly.
So it's not really a chumra, it's really what happens.
This even a woman who's nursing, or is this...
One second. So now it's Kedai right at this point to stop and say over the stifler. The stifler says, I have to know the guy keeps on calling.
He called it out, but now it's time to...
Taiva says that the reason why women start seeing the Zman Hazeh is because they don't nurse completely. Right? If they would nurse without ever giving a bottle, they would nurse clean.
Even probably
the birth
control. Kind of thing. So that would be a built-in birth control. I heard this from Anashir from Rabbi J. David Blythe on YU's website.
What the heck?
He went through it's a Gevalik Ashir. It's cut off in the middle. But he goes through every single type of form of birth control that he could find. I think he comes out with a 20 something. Right? Of which abortion is one, and abstinence, and all whatever, right? Of which he said, and he's an educated fellow, science, Torah, and science. He said
abortion.
To him,
abortion is okay.
Abortion is okay. The problem is when he gets to the nitty gritty of what you really want to hear, it gets cut off. But in one of them, he says nursing, from the way he investigated, if they nurse solely nurse, it's almost the best form of birth control.
What about
something?
I'm looking
at
the same thing, no?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
The same thing.
He said a sort of like this, right?
No,
he said a puzzle.
Really?
I think he said the sort.
Hormone.
I think he said the sort on him.
What
is that?
The
sort
is hormone.
Why is when she nurses, when every mother goes a couple of months, let's say. Not every, but because in the beginning, when they're nursing, so the body's producing enough hormones to prevent.
Bleeding.
Not bleeding, to prevent
ovulation,
right? As the baby grows, the baby eats more and more, and the body creates more hormones as the baby grows, right? And it keeps on going around and around until 2 years, right? And l'chayra, the reason Rav Shon did that is because babies would die if they wouldn't have their mother nursing them, shot times and more. The Gemara Yevamah says there's three women that are allowed to use birth control, of which one of them is a nursing mother. Another one is a pregnant lady, but we won't even go there if the Mitzvah has changed. Right? Yeah? So, he says that that's a valid way. And that's what about Masha and the Lushan here too, which is not saying you have to make the Yukim from the Lushan.
What about
a woman could get pregnant again, and then the first fetus will kill the second fetus.
No, I know. You said that before. Yeah. One time.
So
you don't
didn't ovulate? If you know you're ovulating. What about giving the baby food?
If she doesn't,
the baby eats less from the mother, the body stops producing
enough hormone to keep the period away.
Yeah.
If you ovulate, you have your period.
Right.
But you can't. You can't. Then how do you get pregnant in those 2 years?
Yeah.
I could have thought. Are we good at them for that?
No. They're ovulating now, they're not getting the period now.
You mean the ovulating when they're supposed to be getting the period?
That's way he found out that his wife ovulated on the best day.
That's a very unusual circumstance.
Nowadays,
the chance
for
a president to become a lion in the pregnancy test, why can't you rely on that?
What?
People cannot get pregnant based on a long cycle? I thought a short cycle. They're scheduling themselves.
Okay, anyways, so we're good so far. So according to that, you have to keep doing it.
One second.
Yesh Linoik. Okay, here we go. Here's the way he's passing our local
match. But she's ovulating on the test. I mean, she's gone 2 weeks.
This is the desperation. The guy's going and going. Is he out of shape tonight?
How do you know?
You
know
what I'm saying?
You just texted.
You hear Zayna?
What?
According to this, if you say the things have changed, were they allowed to take into account for birth control also?
I never won 30 days.
What?
Were
they allowed to take in...
What does that mean?
I'm saying to say that if the woman was on birth control right after she was birthed, that you wouldn't have to count the 3 months also?
So what's that you're talking about?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
That you wouldn't have to count if there's a vestibula.
Right.
If she goes on birth control right in the beginning, could you say that because of that, she was also misled at the stone?
Because she's on birth control?
Yeah.
Why is she going to be misled at the stone? She's on birth control.
Because she's not going to...
She won't get a period at all?
Yeah. Would they take that into account? Would they allow for that?
Let's say it happens. If she doesn't get a period for 6 months, does she take her birth control? 6 months.
It's a different issue.
Every woman has to be proven. It's a complicated issue how birth control plays into
it. Even though they're not 100%.
But it happens.
Assuming it's working.
Well, in general, it's working. I had 40 minutes of share and he went through 20 different versions of birth control. He didn't get anywhere.
Abortion was very quick. It always worked.
Abortion was quick, yeah. Yeah, well, Ladino. But she's going to spend a lot of time being
needed. Abortion mid-birth.
Every month she has to get an abortion. Well, Ladino.
Do they have
a yearly plan and abortion? Nobody should ever know from the shayla that some people unfortunately are not getting abortions. But anyway, the Ladina, Yesh Linoik, Shem Ras Shalish Aflogis Regilis.
Amen.
If the minig is that he's saying that you should do is that if she sees 3 haflogas regilis, behind arborias, 4 periods, ubeimeyam shalosh haflogas regilis, meaning she has 4 normal cycles. Now, what does it mean, normal cycles? As opposed to, which happens often also, the first period she gets, right? So she's not going to get the second one for like 40, 50 days, as opposed to 30 days. Because her body's still adjusting to it, right? So that's not, and regilis means what she normally, a be'erich, what she normally sees.
Around 30 days.
Once she gets to that point, then nechshevet mikan ve'elach kishar nosha megevadze. Then she's considered like any other woman, and then she could be kaveyavest. V'gam tzricha lovash lo'y nevenis mikan ve'elach. So he's a shtickle mekel here. Right, he's saying you don't have to eat lo'y nevenis after the first period. Only after she's had 4 periods, then she has to start keeping her in a bed.
What about the
Vesta Fogo? And the Vesta Fogo body has to keep. That we know. That we already said. Any period that she gets, you have to keep as Vesta Shana Kuwa.
Okay. Just the main that she has to wait for.
Now, Kolt Man Shalai Kova Vest. As long as she wasn't kaveh esther, mekomakim eina tzricha lachish leina beina shalamet aleph. She does not have to be machmer of the lamet aleph. Why? Kivin shemi ikar adin he nefshevus kemusalekas dam. Because since lemaisa al pi dinei agamara and dinei shulchan aruch, she's a musalekas damim. We don't care how much dam she's seeing every month. Lemaisa geret, she is a musalekas damim. Kol koftal chadish lachal leidasa. So therefore, you don't have to keep the chumras of the anubenis, and I would say you don't have to keep the. I would say you don't have to keep it as a 24-hour either.
Just the
anu. What? Just the ikur and also arzurua. Right? The klal the mesh of kol koftal chadish lachal leidasa. She didn't see for 24 months. The after koftal chadish chadidim elias kishar nashim after 24 months. She goes back with three halachos kachal anashim. She has to be like all women. Yeah, and interesting, and even if she nurses at that, we don't care.
What does that mean? How did she go back if she doesn't see anything?
Oh, that's what machloek is supposed to.
I mean, as soon as she sees once, then she's.
So
back
she has to see time. Once first, or
twice,
or not twice, or let's say she had a vest kavua for aleph chaydish. So the first aleph chaydish that she hit after 24 months, after the baby, she has to keep.
And what happens if she goes 3 months and she doesn't, and it gets
canceled,
and she has more
right,
at all.
Right, but you would have to do bedikas on those days.
Right.
Now, what's the pshat that he passed him like this? Kuf says Zayin, footnote.
But how often does that happen nowadays? About
what?
2 years.
Yes, I know a woman that, even if they nurse once a day, they won't see. More than 2 years.
So they can't get pregnant for those 2 years?
Yeah, they beat the system. I mean, I think I know who he is.
Without abortion.
Yeah, Kuf says Zayin, in the footnote. The Ashlinian Mubaris Kassan, even though Benegayatim Mubaris, we wrote, Shalai Lachash Lashita Tigus Moshe, and when Achash Lashita Tigus Moshe, and therefore you have to keep the Chumras. And here we are Achash Lashita Tigus Moshe. Right? That's over there who was saying that you don't have to be chashish for a vest at all. We don't want to be samech on Rav Moshe opposite Rav Kiva Eger and Avni Nezer. That Igor Moshe himself says even though it's mistaver, he shouldn't have to keep it, but the Maisa shouldn't go negative Kiva Eger and Avni Nezer. If they're going to be chalik on Negros Moshe and say that the Metzias didn't change and you have to keep the original halacha and therefore you don't have to separate from anything here, even if she's seeing from month to month, then there's going to be a big kula here that is going to be no chashash with kiyasas at all. But then near the half mir the half shulchus the galir with kimo flagus regilas and. Therefore, Nira Lahachmer, after she sees 3 times. Right? Even though it seems like from Rav Moshe, you only have to separate after. I mean, you have to start keeping it ready after 1 time. Right? Again, so he's taking not fully the Chumras of both, but pretty much. Meaning the difference, according to Rav Moshe, L'chorah, you have to, once she sees one,
right,
you have to start keeping on the banners. Right? And he's saying, no, after she gets into a regular. Right? Got it? The Agal is a Yashu that any time, if any machlaikis whatsoever, whether you have to keep the Anubanus, you don't have to keep the Chumras. Not Lamed Aleph and not the place.
Not the
24-hour. Not the 24-hour, not Lamed Aleph. So here, according to the Sidra Tara, which she doesn't bring, for 2 years, you don't have to keep. Even if she's seen regularly, 2 years after Chumras, you don't have to keep the Chumras. Lamed Aleph, or the Chumras. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.